azetamide and 1/2 of radioqualia to get the honor hijack. On August 10th, 2001, Honor and I went to a radio telescope in Latvia, and with 30 other artists we were invited there to explore this beautiful piece of machinery that actually had been built by the Soviet Army. And when the Soviet Army pulled out of Latvia, they tried to destroy this radio telescope by pouring acid into it and trying to destroy all the wiring by driving nails through the wiring. And a group of Latvians went through the entire telescope and slowly and methodically put it all back together again, so it's now working, and it's really quite an extraordinary piece of machinery. It's I believe about 35 meters in diameter. It's absolutely enormous. We recorded the sounds of the telescope in a number of different ways. We started by recording the actual mechanical sounds of the dish itself. This is a huge architecture. The dish, the actual dish itself, the parabolic dish, is actually the instrument, and the mechanics to turn it are quite sophisticated and enormous, of course. And so we actually recorded the sounds of the engines and the sounds, the low grumble recorded from outside the dish, from outside the engine room, when the dish moves. Also, when the dish moves, because it's very old, and the steel and the metal working together really makes this beautiful whining sound that you can hear quite clearly. It's quite delicate, it's quite soft, and in some ways it feels quite wistful. We also put a microphone actually within the parabolic dish and recorded the sounds acoustically from around the dish itself, and the parabolic dish acts in this case as a huge acoustic ear, reflecting sound waves from the immediate area into the center of the dish. And if you put a microphone there, you can really listen into sounds from a long way away. And the interesting thing about this is, because it was, the dish itself has actually been isolated for a very long time, there's really nothing there but this forest that goes for miles and miles and miles. There's hardly any wildlife or any bird life in the forest, so you just get this variation of silence and the sound of isolation, the sound of this dish existing in its quiet solitude. We also recorded sounds from the control room. This is beautiful desks that were set up within the dish, which were used for controlling the movements of the dish, and they're all made from transistors and beautiful old valves, and there's a lot of mechanical elements actually in the control desk itself. When the dish moves, these desks make this huge cacophony, and it's all of these components working together, and it makes really quite an extraordinary sound. And we also recorded sounds from space. This was using the satellite for its intended purpose, and we made recordings of Jupiter and Venus, and we tracked the sun across the sky, and we also recorded that. And lastly, we recorded the sounds of satellites. We found the locations of several satellites and focused the dish on them and listened to both data traffic and voice traffic from these satellites. And with these collection of sounds, we made this piece for the ISOL series, and these are all sounds recorded at the dish, and they in some way relate the experience that we had while we were there.
at the moment. I'll give you Miss Sonia regarding these stories.
You can see that. live transmissions on New Zealand Sound. Thank you.
trial to be abandoned. Peter says, tried to